Alola. When it was the third night, Shahryar came back to his palace, and he did what he does every night apparently, and Dunyazad is also there, as she is every night, apparently. So after the bed operation is done, Dunyazad turned to her sister and said, "Finish for us the tale of thine." So she wrapped up the story of the merchant and his companions by saying, "After he was released, he embraced the old men and thanked them, and these sheikhs wished him joy on being saved and fared forth, each one for his own city. Yet this tale is not more wondrous than the fisherman's story." Asked the king, "What is the fisherman's story?" So she answered by relating the tale of the fisherman and the genie. "It hath reached me, O auspicious king, that there was a fisherman, well stricken years, who had a wife and three children, and withal was of poor condition. Now it was his custom to cast his net every day, four times and no more. On a day he went forth about noontide to the seashore, where he laid down his basket, and, tucking up his shirt and plunging into the water, made a cast with his net and waited till it settled to the bottom. Then he gathered the cords together and hailed away at it, but found it weighty. And however much he drew it landwards, he could not pull it up. So he carried the ends ashore and drove a stake into the ground and made the net fast to it. Then he stripped and dived into the water all about the net, and left not off working hard until he had brought it up. He rejoiced thereat, and donning his clothes, went to the net, when he found in it a dead jackass, which had torn the meshes. Now when he saw the dead jackass, he exclaimed in his grief, and said, 'This is a strange manner of daily bread.' Then he cited some poetry, which I'm not going through, because it's complicated, and I don't understand it. Then he said, 'Up unto it! I am sure of his beneficence, inshallah.' So he continued, 'When thou art seized of evil fate, assume the noble soul's long suffering, 'tis thy best. Complain not to the creature, this be plaint, from one most ruthful to the ruthlessest.' The fisherman, when he had looked at the dead ass, got it free of the toils and wrung out and spread his net. Then he plunged into the sea, saying, 'In Allah's name,' and made a cast and pulled at it. But it grew heavy and settled down more firmly than the first time. Now he thought that there were fish in it, and he made it fast, and doffing his clothes, went into the water, and dived and hailed until he drew it up upon dry land. Then found he in it a large earthen pitcher, which was full of sand and mud. And seeing this, he was greatly troubled and began repeating these verses: 'I went to seek my daily bread. I find that breadless I must fare. For neither handcraft brings me aught, nor fate allots to me a share.' So he prayed pardon of Allah, and throwing away the jar, wrung his net and cleansed it, and returned to the sea the third time to cast his net, and waited till it had sunk. Then he pulled at it, and found therein pot shreds and broken glass. Then raising his eyes heavenwards, he said, 'O my God, verily thou wottest that I cast not my net each day save four times. The third is done, and yet thou hast vouchsafed me nothing. So this time, O my God, deign give me my daily bread.' Then having called on Allah's name, he again threw his net and waited its sinking and settling. Whereupon he hailed at it, but could not draw it in, for that it was entangled at the bottom. He cried out in his vexation, 'Fie on this wretched world, and so it be! I must be whelmed by grief and misery.' Thereupon he stripped, and diving down to the net, busied himself with it till it came to land. Then he opened the meshes and found therein a cucumber-shaped jar of yellow copper, evidently full of something, whose mouth was made fast with a leaden cap, stamped with the seal ring of our Lord Suleiman, son of David. Seeing this, the fisherman rejoiced and said, 'If I sell it in the brass bazaar, 'tis worth 10 golden dinars. But I must, and will, Open it and look to its content, and store it in my bag and sell it in the brass market. And taking out the knife, he worked at the lead till he had loosened it from the jar. Then he laid the cup on the ground and shook the vase to pour out whatever might be inside. He found nothing in it, whereat he marveled with an exceeding marvel. But presently there came forth from the jar a smoke, which spired heavenwards into ether, and which tailed along earth's surface till presently, having reached its full height, the thick vapour condensed and became an ifrit, huge of bulk, whose crest touched the clouds while his feet were on the ground. His head was as a dome, his hands like pitchforks, his legs long as masts, and his mouth was big as a cave. His teeth were like large stones, his nostrils, ewers, what is ewers? His eyes two lamps, and his look was fierce and lowering. Now when the fisherman saw the ifrit, his side muscle quivered, his teeth chattered, his spittle dried up, and he became blind about what to do. Upon this the ifrit looked at him and cried, "There is no God but the God, and Suleiman is the prophet of the God. O apostle of God, slay me not. Never again will I gainsay thee in word, nor sin against thee in deed." Quoth the fisherman, "Didst thou say Suleiman, the apostle of God? And Suleiman is dead some 1,800 years now, and we are now in the last days of the world. What is thy story, and what is thy account of thyself, and what is the cause of thy entering into this cucurbit?" Now when the evil spirit heard the words of the fisherman, he said, "Be of good cheer, O fisherman." "And why biddest thou me to be of good cheer?"
"Because of thy having to die an ill death in this very hour."
"Wherefore shouldest thou kill me,
I, who freed thee from the jar, and saved thee from the depth of the sea?" "Ask of me only what mode of death thou wilt die, and by what manner of slaughter shall I slay thee."
"What is my crime, and wherefore such retribution?"
"Hear my story, O fisherman."
"Say on, and be brief in thy saying, for of very sooth my life breath is in my nostrils."
"Know that I am one among the heretical jann, and I sinned against Suleiman, I together with the famous Sakhrajinni, whereupon the prophet sent his minister, Asaf, son of Barkhiya, to seize me. And this vizier brought me against my will and led me in bonds to him. And he placed me standing before him like a suppliant. When Suleiman saw me, he took refuge with Allah and bade me embrace the true faith and obey his behests. But I refused. So sending for this cucurbit, he shut me up therein and stopped it over with lead, whereon he impressed the Most High name and gave his orders to the Jann who carried me off and cast me into the midmost of the ocean. There I abode 100 years, during which I said in my heart, whoso shall release me, him will I enrich for ever and ever. But the full century went by, and when no one set me free, I entered upon the second 50, saying, whoso shall release me, for him I will open the hordes of the earth. Still no one set me free, and thus 400 years passed away. Then quoth I, whoso shall release me, for him will I fulfill 3 wishes. Yet no one set me free. Thereupon I waxed wroth with exceeding wrath, and said to myself, whoso shall release me from this time forth, him will I slay, and I will give him the choice of what death he will die. And now, as thou hast released me, I give thee full choice of deaths. The fisherman, hearing the words of the ifrit, said, look at my fucked up fate, that I have not come to free thee, save in these days. Spare my life, so God spare thine, and slay me not, lest God set one to slay thee, replied the contumacious one. There is no help for it. Die thou must. So ask me by way of boon what matter of death thou wilt die.
Forgive me this my death as a generous reward for having freed thee.
Surely I would not slay thee, save on account of the same release.
O chief of the ifrits, I do thee good,
and thou requitest me with evil. No more of this talk. Needs must I kill thee.
Upon this, the fisherman said to himself, This is a genie, and I am a man to whom Allah hath given a passably cunning wit. So I will now cast about to compass his destruction by my contrivance and by my intelligence, even as he took counsel only of his malice and his forwardness.
Hast thou indeed resolved to kill me?
Even so.
Now, in the most great name graven on the seal ring of Suleiman, the son of David, and I question thee on a certain matter, wilt thou give me a true answer?
The Ifrit replied, Yea. But hearing mention of the most great name, his wits were troubled, and he said with trembling,
Ask, and be brief.
How didst thou fit into this bottle, which would not hold thy hand, no, nor even thy foot? And how came it to be large enough to contain the whole of thee?
What? Thou hast not believed that I was all that?
Nay, I will never believe it until I see thee inside it with my own eyes. And at this moment, Shahrazad perceived the dawn of day and ceased to say her permitted say.
Have a great night's sleep, people. Until next time. Ciao.